Welcome to the world of Shabbos. My name is Reuven Brand, and I invite you to listen in as we share a powerful burst of Torah that will transform your experience of Shabbos. Whether we'll be swaying with a group of Majitzer Hasidim at Shalashuddis or cracking a Talmudic mystery, we'll be pursuing a journey to deepen and enrich our weekly Shabbos experience. Let's get started. Let's explore together one of the most basic, fundamental, and essential qualities of Shabbos, the notion, the concept of Kedushas Zman, the sanctity of time. This is at the heart of our Shabbos experience. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Kuf Yod Ches Hamad Aleph, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Kol Hama'anig is a Shabbos, a person who creates enjoyment of Shabbos, Nos Nimnol Nachal Abeli Mitzarim. The Rebbeinu Shalom promises that person will grant him a nachala, a portion, b'li mitzarim, without borders. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, and it says it's not like Avram who had limits to his land. It's not like Yitzchak who had limits. It's kol haaretz el. Rather, ke Yaakov, the portion of Yaakov shekasu bo ufaratzta yama v'keima v'tzafona b'negva. Yaakov Inu is going to cross any boundaries. It's going to smash the limitations, and that is the merit that is waiting for a person who is Ma'anig Shabbos. So what exactly does it mean that the reward, the goal of Shabbos, is a Nachala B'li Mitzarim? So there is a phrase, a palace in time, which appears multiple times in Rabbi Dr. Abraham Joshua Heschel's work, classic work from the early 1950s, called The Sabbath. And here Heschel describes how Judaism is a religion of time, is focused on Kedushas Hazman. He emphasizes over and over in this work the centrality of time from a religious perspective for Jews. He points out that Judaism teaches us to be attached to, quote, or italicized, holiness in time, to be attached to sacred events, to learn how to consecrate sanctuaries that emerge from the magnificent stream of a year. The Sabbaths are our great cathedrals. So the shoresh of Shabbos in Kedusha and sanctity is Kedushas Hazman. And this, hopefully, will enable us to really understand why it is that we receive a Nachala B'li Mitzarim. This idea of Kedushas Hazman is in contrast to Kedushas Makom, to the sanctity of place. What exactly do we mean when we say there's such a thing as Kedusha and Kedushas Hazman? Well, the truth is, as Rabbi Heschel points out, there's actually a close overlapping between the concept of Kedusha and the concept of Zman. What is Kedusha? Kedusha, holiness, means something encountering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a very difficult thing to define, but it's related to being connected to something which is transcendent, to divine, being divine. But even more than that, in the Yichud HaShabbos, Rav Kluger points out that the word Kedusha, V'kidashtem hayom u'machar, for example, as they prepared for Maamad Har Sinai, V'kidashtem, Rashi says, V'zimantem, sheyachinu atzmam hayom u'machar. Kedusha is about preparation, is about designation, like in the case of Kiddushin at a wedding. And that's very closely related to the idea of Zman, which is connected to the word Hazmana, or Itim Mizumanim, to be designated for a purpose. So if Kedusha is about being designated and focused on this transcendent connection, a way of tapping into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's certainly overlapping and hand-in-hand with Zman, which is Hazmana, Zimun, an invitation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tap into our connection, to our divine connection. This concept is Kedushas Hazman. This idea of Kedushas Hazman is an invitation for us to tap into the Ribbono Shel Olam at specific times. Rav Elio Dessler, he has a fascinating insight in the second chelek, in the second volume of Michtav Me'Elio, where he defines Zman in general and Zmanim as times of Hashpa'a. Chagim, he says, holidays and all the Zmanim are Hashpa'os Shono Shemashpiyam Aleinu Min HaShemayim Mishamayim. These are times, these are periods when HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours Hashpa'a, literally means influence, light, spiritual energy, ruchnias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours this into the world. Like imagine an enormous, like a fountain, or even better when we take our kids to like a little water park, and there's this there's this waterfall, and the kid walks under the waterfall. So every day is a new waterfall of hashpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so every zman has this waterfall from hashpa, and different zmanim have different qualities, different kinds of water that's flowing to us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm mazmin you, I'm inviting you, v'kidashtem, you should prepare yourself, you should connect. You should be tapping into and leaning into this concept of Kedusha. Now, the origin of this Kedusha, you know, we can debate that. There is a fascinating essay at the end of the collection of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal's essays, works on Kedusha called Kedushas Aviv. In the late 1980s, he took a sabbatical and he developed many, many ideas related to Kedusha, Kedusha Sazman, and Kedusha Makom. And the editors of the volume at the end have an essay where they analyze and they try to encapsulate Rav Lichtenstein's perspective on Kedusha. So one of those elements there in the essay is that there is a debate about whether or not the source of Kedusha, the concept of sanctity, is totally rooted in Hashem's pouring it down, is giving it to us, or is it that humans need to invest to partner to create that Kedusha. But either way, the concept of Kedusha Sazman is that there are times during the year where there is an opportunity for us to take up that hazmana, to take up that invitation. Because at the end of this piece, in the paragraph Ofi HaKedusha, the editors, Rav Shai Lichtenstein and Chaim Navon, they both point out, Rav Lichtenstein emphasizes, Af l'tfisas ba'alei hasod, even according to the perspective of those Kabbalists who understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pouring the spirituality in for us, Kedusha comes from above, it's up to us to actively reveal and explore and expound and reveal the Kedusha that is found within that time. So now we have this concept. We have this concept, which obviously it's very difficult to define, but it's the notion of Kedusha Sazman, it's the sanctity of time. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu inviting us to drink up and to reveal the Hashpa, which is coming into the world at this time. And Shabbos, we say in the Friday night davening, Beirachto mikol hazmanim v'kidashto mikol hazmanim. Beirachto mikol hayomim v'kidashto mikol hazmanim. Shabbos is the invitation of invitations, the Kedusha of all the Kedushas. It's the ultimate time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the opportunity to connect to me. So what does it mean for us to actively reveal or to connect to Hashpa? So here in the Sabbath, Rabbi Dr. Heschel has a fantastic and fundamental distinction. In the realm of space, we prioritize things. We emphasize things. We focus on things. In the realm of time, it's not about things, it's about experiences. Space is limited. There is a beginning and an end. There are meitzarim. Things have beginning and end. This table that's sitting right in front of me has a beginning and an end. Zman has no beginning and end. In this same piece, Rav Dessler says, imagine time, just by analogy, it's a giant map. And you're covering the map with a piece of paper that has a hole in it. On the map are dots for each city. You have a dot for Chicago, a dot for New York, a dot for Los Angeles. And as you move the paper which is covering it, you can only see one dot at a time. Now you see the dot of Chicago, you move the paper, you see the dot of Los Angeles. You move the paper, you see the dot of New York. But it all exists at the same time. It's just you're not seeing it. The Ribbono Shel Olam created this tapestry of time. We just only see one piece of it at a time, and that's what we're supposed to focus on, that one moment, what we're living in. But the difference between time and space is that space has these limitations. It's focused on things, whereas in time, there are no limitations. It's about experiences. And now I can understand this whole Gemara. The Gemara told us that if you fully experience Shabbos, your ma'anig is a Shabbos, ma'anig is the lashon of active, you create this enjoyment, then you merit a nachala b'limitzarim. Because the Kedushas Hazman is not limited by space. There are no meitzarim in the realm of time. There are no limits of things, because Shabbos, the concept of Kedushas Hazman, it's not about things. It's about experiences. And now I understand why Oneg is such a central theme, because Oneg is about enjoyment. And you are ma'anig that. And that's why now researchers are finding what we knew intuitively, that experiences are much more valuable than things. It's a great line. Buy experiences, not things, at Happify.com. Studies show experiences increase our happiness more than stuff. If you're Ma'anig Shabbos, if you lean in and connect this experience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not focused on what you're creating, what you're doing, what you're building, what you're buying. It's not about the things. It's about the experience of leaning into that special time. Then you actually merit the Nachla B'limit Sarim. You're not limited by the confines of place. There are no spatial dimensions. It's that experience of Kedushas Hazman, of V'kidashnu Mikol Hazmanim. This is the ultimate designation of time that we spend with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the great joy and the great merit of Shabbos. Thank you for joining us for this episode of The World of Shabbos. Please subscribe to this podcast and leave us a great review. For more Torah learning opportunities, please check out our Kollel's website, www.torahchicago.org.